Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
I thought Jawadi talks about the various keys of life and has brought about this book to be a companion for the very famous Mafatil Jiran, where one is a tool or the keys for paradise, and this book, of course, are the keys of life.
The Keys of Life, a program designed to tell you that what Islam gives you will help get you home with joy and faithfulness. So, well, listen to
The Keys of Life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
My name is Sheikh Zayd al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatihul Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Still in the area of discussing our social relationships with others, and one of the most important topics I think that is in this part of this very important book is al-islah dhat al-bayn, or reconciling between two people. In most cases, unfortunately, it's not between two people who are foreign to one another, but it's two people who have either lived a long life together or their blood relatives, their family members. And, you know, the worst thing for us to see in a society is for a father not to talk to his son, for a sister not to talk to her brother, for a husband to be in some kind of predicament with his wife, leading to a lot of tension or difficulties in the relationship. And that's exactly why this verse says, this is in Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 128. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا. If a woman was to fear nushuz, hardship from her husband. Now nushuz here, you know, I'm not going to translate it as rebelling or renegading, because the ahkam with a wife being nashiza is different than the ahkam of a husband being nashiz. Can a husband be nashiz? Well, it's not based on his wajib obligation of tamkeen, which is the wife's obligation, but it's for something else. Here, in this case of a wife fearing some kind of rebellion from her husband, أو إعراضة, or dismissal, which pretty much means him neglecting her. Now, rebelling or rebellion here, or nushuz here from the husband's side, means that he has kind of abandoned her. He has somehow, unfortunately, got to a stage where he is mistreating her, not giving her her huquq. Aw i'rada, or he's just ignoring her or neglecting her. Fala junaha alayhima. This basically means that the wife should not treat him this same way. So if he is mistreating her, she should not be mistreating him. If he is neglecting her, she should not be neglecting him. So she doesn't do tit for tat, she doesn't deal with him the same way he is dealing with her. فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا. Here, it says that, well, besides the fact that what he's doing is wrong, but they should still try to reconcile. Why? Because in any case, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. In any case, صُلْح and finding peace and reconciliation will always be better. فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ Subhanallah. In this one ayah, three times the word صُلْح has been used. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ I think that's a very important ending for the drama that happens between a wife and a husband. Not in defense of the husband, not in defense of the wife. Whoever is wrongfully mistreating the other, they, of course, are doing wrong, and they should be held, of course, accountable and responsible, but at the same time, it doesn't need to lead to the falling apart of the whole relationship. No, sulh is always going to be, al-islah is always going to be the best approach for all of this.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
In our Islamic teachings, we can see that there is utmost importance in al-islah dhatul bayn, in reconciling. And you know, there are, in our Muslim communities, there are certain elders whose job, that's what they do. You know, their social job, not of course their employee job, their social job, which they see to be their moral and also religious obligation, is for them to try as much as they can to reconcile between each other. Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was on his deathbed, having been struck by Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam, he brought all of his children together and he said, "Usikuma wa jami'a waladi wa ahli, advise you two, Hassan and Hussein, and all of my children and my family members, wa man balaghahu, and whoever hears this message." And whoever hears this message. And then he gives a few pieces of recommendation as far as his last testimony is concerned. Subhanallah. This also shows how important it is. Imam Ali, salamullahi alayhi, on his deathbed. And this is the last thing that he says. وَصَلَاحِ ذَيْتَ بَيْنَكُمْ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ جَدَّكُمَا And for you to reconcile between people, because I heard your grandfather يقول فإني سمعت جدكما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله يقول صلاح ذات البين reconciling between people أفضل من عامة الصلاة والصيام is better than all your life of praying and fasting. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time. Memories fade like a dusty windowpane, and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.